In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made every youth cry well-a-day, and her name was Barbary Allen. 'Twas in the merry, merry month of May, when the green buds they were a-swelling, sweet William on his deathbed lay, for the love of Barbary Allen. He sent his servant to the town, to the place where she was a-dwelling, cried, "Master, bid you come to him, if your name be Barbary Allen." Then slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly went she nigh him, and when she pulled the curtains back, said, "Young man, I think you're dying." "Oh yes, I'm sick, I'm very, very sick, and I never will be better until I have the love of one, the love of Barbary Allen. Oh, ken ye not in yonder town, in the place where you were a-dwelling, you gave a toast to the ladies all, but you slighted Barbary Allen? Oh yes, I ken it well, in the place where I was a-dwelling, I gave a toast to the ladies all, but my love to Barbary Allen." Then lightly tripped she down the stairs, he trembled like an aspen. "'Tis vain, my dear young man, to hone for Barbary Allen. She walked out in the green, green fields, she heard his death bells knelling, and every stroke they seemed to say, hard-hearted Barbary Allen. Her eyes looked east, her eyes looked west, she saw his pale corpse coming. She cried, "Bearers, bearers, put him down, that I may look upon him." The more she looked, the more she grieved, until she burst out crying. She cried, "Bearers, bearers, take him off, for I am now a-dying. Oh, father, go dig my grave, go dig it deep and narrow. Sweet William died for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow." They buried her in the old churchyard, sweet William's grave was nigher, and from his heart grew a red, red rose, and from her heart a briar. They grew and they grew o'er the old church wall, till they couldn't grow no higher, until they tied a true lover's knot, the red rose and the briar.